Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. Happy Sunday. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Happy to be with you this morning. I hope everybody's doing well. My friends, today's show is going to be one of the more difficult radio shows I've ever done, primarily because there's a lot of math at the end of this show that I'm going to share with you. And sometimes that's difficult on radio. It's hard to follow. And you may want to pick this show up and listen to it again on the podcast. You may want to email me if you miss any of this. But today's show, I'm calling it the Cash Flow Snowball, an 8-year plan. And you may ask yourself, what is a cash flow snowball? Well, it's the opposite of the debt snowball, right? Everybody's probably heard of Dave Ramsey and his debt snowball. And essentially the concept is you've got several debts and you pay the biggest one first, right? And once you pay that one, whatever monthly you are putting toward that debt, you add that to paying the next bill, and you compound that and you compound that, and you're paying off debt at a greater and faster rate. Well, once you get out of debt, you're broke. Then what? Well, now it's time to go to the opposite side of that spectrum. And I'm calling that the cash flow snowball. And I'm going to tell you how to create a cash flow snowball. And I'm going to do it over an 8-year plan. And that may seem like a long time, but stick with me. I think you'll see that's not a long time at all. But we'll use the same concepts in the cash flow snowball. And I've got a lot of background before I get to the math. I'm not going to get to the math until the latter part of the show. Again, I hope you can stick with me. But instead of paying down debt, we're going to generate cash flow. Passive, positive cash flow. One house at a time, okay? One house at a time, and we're going to compound that. But what do? We purchase single-family homes that are, let's say, dilapidated, right? They're in need of some care. So we'll purchase a single-family home. We will fix that home up. We'll fix everything. We will make it the best product and the best price in that particular neighborhood. And then we will lease them to great residents. And we will pay all the associated cost with those homes. And what are those costs? Well, PITI is the acronym that is used. And that stands for principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. And once you pay those associated costs, the remainder, after the resident pays the rent to you, right? They pay the rent on a monthly basis. The remainder above and beyond that is cash flow, free and clear. And if you're doing your taxes right, if you're depreciating that home, should be tax-free or darn near tax-free, okay? And on average, that number for us is $400 per month here in Texas. I know there's a lot of people listening all over the country, so every market is different. But my cash flow snowball that I'm going to bring to you today is based on this market here, essentially in Dallas-Fort Worth, okay? There's other parts of the country where you can probably do this faster, some areas where it may be slower. Again, everybody's different. Some people will bring more to the table essentially to start with, but we compound those. Okay. So 400 a month, I've owned homes that have paid much more than $400 a month. So some are higher, some are lower. So 400 on one home. And then once you have two homes, you're making $800 a month. And then once you have three homes, you're making $1,200 a month, right? Follow me on and on and on. My cash flow snowball is going to stop at 10 homes, but I'll explain why. And that's $4,000 per month, $48,000 per year. Would that change your life? Would that make a difference in your life? If you knew you could start today and invest 8 years to create $48,000 per year, how many of you out there would be interested in this? 10 mortgages, right? And you may think 10's unobtainable, or a 10 is over the top. Well, there's another misnomer about that. The truth is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, right, are national mortgage associations, the cheap money, the money that comes in at 3 to 4% interest rates. Well, and those are historically low rates, okay? I think every one of you knows that out there. But Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will allow you personally to have 10 mortgages. Most people don't know that. You can actually put, if you have a spouse, you can put 10 in your name and 10 in your spouse's name. So together, you can have 20 as a family. But above and beyond those 10 or 20, depending on your situation, you need to utilize private money if you're going to continue buying single family homes. But in the cash flow snowball, you're going to compound the earnings of each home. You're also continuing to save in the background. And I've got a spreadsheet to back up my math. Some of you may want to see a copy of that spreadsheet. I'm happy to send it to you if you email me. That's askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. I will be happy to share my math with you. But you're going to compound the earnings of each home. You're going to save, and then you're going to buy more when you've accumulated enough down payment to grow that portfolio. And that snowball starts very slow at first, but it gets larger and faster each and every year. So stick with me. I'm going to outline that plan. If you miss the show, you can always pick us up on the podcast, on your favorite podcast app. Just type in Lifestyles Unlimited, and you'll find our shows there. You also find the Dale Walmsley Show. You can find us on YouTube. Go to YouTube, type in Lifestyles Unlimited. You'll find plenty of shows there. You can always go to the website. And the website's great because it has testimonials. You can see actual people, real results, as we say. And that's at lifestylesunlimited.com, lifestylesunlimited.com. Also on the website, there's a radio button. Click on that. You'll find this show and many other shows there. So the website's great if you missed the show. And again, I'm going to have a ton of math at the end, so you may want to pick this show up. In the meantime, we're coming up on a break. If you want to call our show and you have any real estate investing questions at all, our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Stick with me after a short break. I'm going to bring you the 8-year plan on the cash flow snowball. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Dale Walmsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
My name is Mike Harrison. Happy Sunday. Hope everybody's doing well. Glad to be with you this morning. If you missed the first segment, what I'm bringing you this morning is, I'm calling it the cash flow snowball, an 8-year plan, okay? 8 years sounds like a long time. When I started writing this show, I began the show, I took pen and paper in hand, and I said, I'm going to do a 10-year plan. But let me tell you what, by year 8, everything gets, the math becomes incredibly powerful, okay? And so I stopped at year 8. I stopped right there. And not everyone's going to be able to follow the math closely at the end of the show. If you're driving, it may be difficult to do. Feel free to email me. I have a spreadsheet to outline my math, an Excel spreadsheet that I created. You can email me, and you can also email me any real estate questions you have. I'm happy to answer those personally. That's askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. Okay, before I get to this cash flow snowball, And again, the cash flow snowball is you're just compounding, right? We're not going to spend any of that rental income that we get. We're going to continue to save, and we're going to compound that until we have pretty much put together enough to go purchase and take down another property. And then you're going to compound that and compound that and compound that and save and continue to save. And then you're going to purchase another property, okay? And we're going to go through essentially an eight-year plan. Before I get to that, there's a lot of background, and I have to use some assumptions and historic averages, okay? Just the only way to do it. You got to start somewhere to put this plan together. But let me tell you what, my averages, they're real, okay? They're based on Dallas-Fort Worth market and recent history, okay? It's not like when you get online and you want to look and see how you can actually save $3 million in the stock market or even $1 million. And those pundits are going to tell you, the first thing they always say is, well, over the last 150 years, the stock market has returned X amount. You're like, you know what? What has happened in the last 15 years? Let's get real here, because the last 15 years haven't been so good. And then they'll shoot back and they'll say, well, the housing crisis was an abnormality. Okay. What about what we're going through now? What's recently happened, the big downturn through COVID? Yes, I know it's back up. But they'll say, oh, that was a once-in-a-lifetime event. And my thought is how come we're having these abnormalities and once-in-a-lifetime events every 10 years? Okay? There's always some next once-in-a-lifetime event. So my plan, I'm going to use historical numbers and historical averages on these properties here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Okay? And I'm calling it an eight-year plan. Full disclaimer here, if you're a member of Lifestyles Unlimited or you know anything about us, we will teach you to retire in 3 to 5 years, okay? That is absolutely true. We have people do it all the time. Why? You may be saying, Harrison, why an eight-year plan? Well, a couple reasons here. One, I want to go very slow to overemphasize how simple this really is, okay? So I'm going to go overly slow on this eight-year plan. And I'm going to start with a very modest amount of money up front. Yes, what we do requires money. You do need a down payment, okay? So I'm going to start with a very modest amount of money. I'm actually going to start with less than $50,000. I think that resonates with more people out there. Are there a lot of folks that can begin real estate investing with much more than $50,000? Absolutely. That will accelerate the plan if you have more than 50. But in my math here, my eight-year cash flow snowball, I'm starting with a very modest amount, and I'm doing it over 8 years. Now, some of you may be saying, my gosh, 8 years is a really long time. Well, my friends, the 401k plan's a 40-year road, okay? I'm talking about 8 years. They talk about 40 years. They always say, oh, you need to start feeding your 401k when you're 22, and you need to save 20% of your income for the next 40 years. And if you do that and the historical averages of the stock market, you'll, voila, magically have seven figures and you can retire. Doesn't always work, my friend. So my plan versus theirs, I think a real estate investor would look at my plan. They say, well, heck, Harrison, your plan is 500% more effective. And oh, by the way, my plan will cost you much less, than the Feed the 401k program. So if you'd like, consider my program a discount and a time saver. What's not to like about that? Again, if you have any questions, our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com. Now, let's discuss why you might want to create a cash flow snowball. Again, it's a compounding effect, right? One house, two house, three house, each one returning on average $400 a month. Real numbers right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Again, different markets are different. I've owned homes, frankly, that have paid much more than $400 a month in positive cash flow. But why would you want to create a cash flow snowball? It's probably easier to ignore your situation. Everything you've tried to do to get ahead, you've tried to save enough for retirement, you've tried to create wealth, it's not working. So for many folks, it is just 100% just to kind of continue doing what you're doing, right? Just ignore it. And most people, sadly enough, will do that. For those of you that are listening to me today, though, I believe you're listening because you realize it's time to face a new reality. You are ready to do something different. And you're ready to find that new model. Lifestyles Unlimited provides a business model to create wealth and passive income. And let me emphasize that term, business model, okay? What we do is not a game. It's not a hobby. It is a business. You must treat real estate investing as a business, okay? Now, some of you out there, you may be saying, well, my gosh, I don't have time to create a business, right? It's always time. Look, the good news, real estate's easy. You can run a real estate business from your home and continue to work. And you can have your W-2 income and you can compound your real estate business, right? Use this cash flow snowball while you still work, okay? You can run a real estate business with little or no time monthly. It's counterintuitive to think that it's taxes, toilets, and tenants. No. In fact, the fact that it takes so little time is one of the main reasons why we choose real estate investing. I like to say, I didn't find real estate. Real estate found me. The truth is, Dale Walmsley found real estate. He tried franchises. He tried everything. He tried the stock market. He got burned. But he found real estate, and he found that real estate is so effective, and it takes so little time to create wealth and passive income. And then you can compound that. And Dale shared that path. And I found Dale Walmsley, and I found Lifestyles Unlimited. But I'm sure you get the drift. Okay, we'll be right back. We're continuing the cash flow snowball on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Happy Sunday. Hope everybody is doing well out there. Today's show, the cash flow snowball, an 8-year plan. Let's dig in here a little bit, and I am going to share some math later in the show, so you may want to stick with me if you're just now tuning in. First and foremost, you may want to ask yourself, and we have an election right around the corner, is this a good time to buy real estate? And many of you are pondering that. Here's the truth. It's always a good time to buy real estate, but you need to do your homework. Now, what we do is we do single-family homes and we do apartment communities. We don't get into land. We don't get into commercial property, any of that stuff. No. What we teach is single-family properties and apartment communities. But it's always a good time to buy real estate. You just need to do your homework, okay? This is an investment. The math needs to make sense. We are running a business, and our business is providing safe, functional, clean places for great people to live. Best product, best price. People will always need safe, functional, clean places to live. Okay? Always. They have historically throughout time. That will continue. That's not going to change. We have three rules that outline what we do. Must cash flow. Every deal must provide positive cash flow or we don't do it. Rule number two, never lose money. Okay, yeah, we said it. Stock market guys, they want you to invest in 48 different things because 24 of them are going to go up and 24 are going to go down, and you hope at the end of each and every year somehow you're positive. Okay, that's not a plan. Our plan, must cash flow, never lose money, can't get rich slow. Okay, that's rule number three. You'll see that in my cash flow snowball, my 8-year plan, because after year five, and I'm going super slow, this thing becomes incredibly powerful. I honestly tried to do a 10-year plan when I took pen to paper to create this show. I couldn't get there. Year 8 is fantastic. It was time to stop. Because at that point, then you get into a lot of what do I do now kind of things, but you've got a lot of options, all right? And we're going to talk about those. My plan starts with a very modest amount, less than $50,000. Almost anyone can come up with that, okay? By the end of year 8, you will have 10 houses. Again, sounds like a lot in a short amount of time. I'm going to tell you that's the exact opposite. You couldn't go any slower, okay? 10 houses in 8 years is slowpoke, snail, slow, okay? But again, an 8-year plan versus the 401k 40-year plan, and their plan doesn't always work. In fact, for most people, it doesn't. We need to talk about some assumptions before we get into this plan. I'm assuming, and I hate that word, but we have to if we're going to do some math, you have educated yourself on how to run a real estate business, okay? If not Lifestyles Unlimited, find a real estate investment group in your area. Learn from people. Find a mentor, okay? You need to have good credit. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme by any means, okay? Your credit doesn't have to be great, but you need to be credit-worthy. This is a business. Your credit report is a financial statement as to how great a risk you are. Think of it like that. Think of it, can you be trusted financially? That's what a credit report is. If you've had some mishaps along the way, get those cleaned up. Because the difference between good credit and bad credit, my friends, when you're a real estate investor, I would say it's tens of thousands, which it is, of dollars. But as this goes, it quite possibly could mean the difference between millions of dollars. That is no joke. The bank is your partner on every single deal. In fact, your largest partner. You're in for a fifth, typically, or maybe a fourth of what the bank is. Debt-to-income ratio. Let's talk about that. If you have a lot of expenses and you want to begin this plan, you need to curb those outgoing expenses, okay? You need to get on a financial diet. Your debt-to-income needs to look a little better so that you can be a good partner with that bank. I'll also tell you this, though. The more houses that you purchase, your debt-to-income actually gets better and better. Counterintuitive to a lot of you people. If you've got any questions, reach out to me. Here's another thing. You don't get rich saving. You get rich borrowing, investment debt. You have to drop this consumer mentality. You have to adopt the investor mentality. Think about that. I'll say it again. You must drop the consumer mentality and adopt the investor mentality. That's a whole show in itself, all right? I'm not going to go that deep into that. You may want to write that down. Write it down. You must drop the consumer mentality and adopt the investor mentality. Personal financial statement. Again, that could be another show. If you don't have one or you don't know what that is, create one. Learn how to create a personal financial statement. Create one for yourself. It's a report card of where you're at, okay? Your banker will want to see your financial statement and your credit report. Understand what that is. Learn how to create one. So those are your two most important documents. Your banker will never ask you what your grades were. Hey, what were your grades? They don't care. They want your credit report and your personal financial statement. The cash flow snowball, one house at a time. All of that income from that home is saved. Okay, you're going to continue to work. We're going to start with a very modest amount. I'm also going to say that you're saving, okay? You need to be saving. People out there are putting money in their 401k and their IRA. Take that, stop it, set that money aside. You're going to need that to help create this cash flow snowball. And it's going to start very slow at first. My numbers, they're historic realities here in the Dallas-Fort Worth market. If you live in other parts of the country, the markets are different, but the principles are the same. So year one, you're going to need, and again, I'm being overly conservative and overly probably large on some of these numbers just to show you the simplicity, but I kind of want to get to where this is a no-brainer. You're going to need $25,000 to $35,000 to get started to buy that first property. Okay, it is what it is. I did see two deals come across this morning in my email. One was a $20,000 out-of-pocket, and one was a $22,000 out-of-pocket. Why am I not saying 20 or 22? They're out there. I'm trying to be overly conservative. With this property, a good average equity capture is going to be in the $25,000 range when you purchase this first property. More on equity capture later. I'm figuring an average purchase price of $120,000 and $25,000 in rehab. Okay, these are distressed properties. I'm going to throw out an average repaired value of $170,000. Again, this is Dallas-Fort Worth. It's going to be a little less in Houston, and everything's going to be a little less, right? The purchase price is also going to be a little less. But I'm trying to use real numbers here. That home will generate $4,800 per year in passive income, positive cash flow, tax-free. When we're not spending it, we're setting it aside and we're saving it, okay? In that particular example, in this particular home, your loan's going to be about $119,000. Again, math is hard to follow, and I'm not going to go into our concepts on hard money, conventional lending, and how we do those homes. Again, that's a different show. Feel free to reach out to me. But a $119,000 loan, your principal and interest at a 3.8% interest rate, again, I'm being overly conservative, you could probably do better, $837 a month. I know people can do better. Taxes, I'm going to say $200 a month. Insurance, I'm going to say $85 a month. All in, it's $1,122 per month. You're going to rent that home at $1,500 to $1,600 a month. That's how your positive cash flow is going to be $400 a month. We're going to be right back after a short break. I'm going to continue the 8-year plan on the cash flow snowball. My name is Mike Harrison.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today I'm sharing a cash flow snowball plan where you essentially compound single family homes and the rent and the savings. And you compound that and you compound that and you build a portfolio. And it's an 8-year plan that I'm discussing, a very slow 8-year plan, overly conservative. Why? Because I want to overemphasize how simple it is to do what we do. But if my plan's 8 years and the conventional wisdom world plan is 40 years and theirs doesn't work, I think you should take a look at this. And if you want more information, we do free workshops live stream. Okay. We used to do them in person. We'll be back to that one day. But our free workshop is live stream. You can attend that right from the comfort of your own home on any sort of computer or laptop. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. It is interactive. You can ask questions. You will see what I'm talking about here in much more detail. Our next workshop is October 27th. We have one the 29th. Okay, that's two just right around the corner. We have one November 3rd. And we have one November 5th. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. If you want to join Lifestyles Unlimited and learn our business model, learn our plan, get educated, that's financialfreedomlivestream.com, financialfreedomlivestream.com. We do have a discount off our membership. It's only $297, and that's for 2 years, okay? Again, I told you this 8-year plan because I'm being overly conservative and really slow. I am assuming you have $25,000 to $35,000 to get started. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. Can you start with less than that? Absolutely. You can start with much less than that. Again, just want to overemphasize that. If you have more, well, this plan's going to accelerate rapidly. And I have the math to support this. I have a spreadsheet that I created. Let's talk about savings. So year one, we purchased our first home, and it's returning about $400 a month on average. That's $4,800 a year in rental income. At the same time, you need to be saving money, okay? This is a plan to get ahead and get out of the rat race. Find a way to save $700 per month. That's it. Many of you are putting more than $700 a month into a 401k or an IRA. If you have car payments, pay that car off, get rid of your car payments, trade that car in, whatever you need to do. Find the $700 per month. Sell something, however you need to do it. Turn off the IRA, turn off the 401k. Let's say you and your spouse have a combined income of $65,000 a year. $700 a month is only 13% of your income. If you have a combined income of $80,000 a year, $700 per month is only 10.5% of that. If you have more income than that, then obviously the percentages would go down. But I just kind of wanted to clarify just how much that is. I think most of you out there can find $700 per month. We're going to set that aside and we're going to save that. That's going to be $8,400 in savings. So at the end of year one, in the cash flow snowball, you have saved $8,400 and you've earned $4,800 in passive income. That's a combined $13,200. Nice start. What happens in year two? Not much. You keep going and you keep saving. No additional home purchases. You really don't have enough. $13,200. Can you find a house for that? Maybe. Or there are occasionally some that come across. Very difficult. Year two, let's be realistic. Let's keep saving. Let's set aside another $4,800 from the cash flow of the home you purchased. Let's save another $8,400. The end of year two, that's going to give you a total of $26,400. Now it's time to start looking at houses. It's time to start shopping. At some point in year three, you're going to buy home number two. Now, what happens through years three and four? You have these two homes. You're going to keep saving. You're going to keep saving your $700 per month. That's another $8,400 in each of those 2 years. You're going to continue saving your rental income, right? You've bought the second house. That rental income is now $9,600 a year, right? $4,800 times two. Again, I realize math over the radio is very difficult. Shoot me an email. I'm happy to share this in more detail with you. At the end of year four, you will have $36,000. Guess what? It's time to go home shopping, all right? Let's go find that third home at the end of, again, at the end of year four. So beginning of year five, end of year four, $36,000. If you're saving more and you have more to start with, you're ahead of the game. But let's just continue, and let's just continue to go slow. We get to the end of year four, and we buy house number three. We've only gone through four short years. In year five, things begin to get very exciting. Year five, we buy house number three. We keep saving passive income, again, $400 per month per home. Yes, you can run three properties and still have a W-2 job. It takes less time than you think. So we're saving, we're compounding our rent, saving again at $700 per month. In year five, you will have at least $22,800. If you didn't spend the entire $36,000 from year four, you should be able to buy house number four at some point. The bottom line, by the time you get to year six, you should have home number four. Again, very slow. Four houses over 6 years, starting with a very modest amount, saving only $700 per month. But now, what do we do? Well, we're going to look at refinancing three of those properties. If you heard me earlier, I had mentioned that there's equity capture each time you buy one of these properties, at least $25,000 per home. What else do we have in the property? If you remember, I told you we make money five ways. Well, there's something, I call it the silent millionaire maker, and it's called appreciation. If those homes are appreciating at only 4% per year, again, this is Dallas-Fort Worth. We're buying in good markets. We're not buying strange houses that are odd in some way. We're buying typical 3-2-2 bread and butter homes, okay? Three bedroom, two bath, two car garage, decent neighborhoods. We're fixing them up, best product, best price. I see appreciation of at least 4% per year. If you want to call it 3%, that's fine. Again, I want to be realistic. So that first house you bought 6 years ago, appreciated at 4% per year. Well, in year one, that was approximately $6,000 on that one home. In year four, the appreciation on the three home portfolio, what's it doing in the background quietly? What's earning about $20,000 per year in appreciation? Do you see how that happens? You've only put down a small percentage of that property's value to buy the property. The bank is your partner, but as a real estate investor, you participate and get to own the full appreciation of that property. That's why I say appreciation is the silent millionaire maker. In year six, you should be able to refinance and pull at least $100,000 out of your properties. Again, we're going very slow. What can you do with $100,000? Keep in mind, you started with $25,000 to $35,000. Combine that $100,000 with your rental income, which is now earning $19,200, right? Four houses at $4,800 a year each. You're still saving your $8,400. Well, you can go buy 3 to 4 more houses in that seventh year. Things are starting to get very exciting, my friends. Boom. It takes off rapidly. You just see how we went slow, and then this cash flow snowball begins compounding and compounding and compounding. Where do we find ourselves by the end of year eight? Well, a 10-home portfolio. The value of that portfolio is $1.8 million to $2 million. That's figuring about a home at about $170,000 in after-repaired value. What's that creating? $48,000 a year in passive income. What else is it doing? Well, you're getting about $15,000 a year in mortgage pay down. Every time your resident pays the rent, you pay the mortgage. Okay, again, we're going very slow. And what's that silent millionaire maker called appreciation doing in the background? On a portfolio at $1.8 to $2 million at 4% per year? Well, my friends, that's $80,000 a year. It's unrealized, but you see what's happening in the background. That's exciting. Very, very exciting. But it's up to you. Now, can you retire on $48,000 a year? I agree. Most people do not. Keep in mind, you can continue to work, but you have now changed your path. You have changed your destiny. You now have options. If you want to start investing in passive apartment communities, you can do that. If you want to sell everything and be an IRO, you can do that. If you want to be a lead investor on an apartment community, you can do that. The bottom line, it's up to you, and you need to start today. My name is Mike Harrison. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I want you to always remember, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Make it a great day. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.